From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In his first address to Congress, President Trump declared the time for small thinking is over and called for massive infrastructure spending, deep tax cuts, and immigration reforms he promised would unleash new economic growth. Trump also touted his historic effort to roll back and eliminate job-crushing regulations and his decision to clear the way for construction of the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines. He did not, however, mention the Waters of the United States rule, but earlier in the day, he signed an executive order to withdraw and replace the measure. The Senate confirmed Montana Representative Ryan Zinke as Interior Secretary, putting him in charge of managing 4 million acres of western lands, much of that critical to ranchers and energy interests, and enforcing the Endangered Species Act. The former Navy SEAL is an avid outdoorsman who won quick support from wildlife groups because of his record of opposing the transfer of federal lands to states and local governments. The chief ag trade negotiator for President Obama mixed in hopeful projections and risks of trade disruptions and possible economic losses brought on by the president's aggressive tack on foreign trade. Darcy Vetter, who led ag negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, says withdrawal from the TPP doesn't mean much, pointing out it would have resulted in about 85,000 more tons of sugar annually from Australia and Canada. However, she says it does create a substantial disadvantage for U.S. exports. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.